I don't like to use the words gaslighting because, like, first off, I just only like I feel like I just recently learned what that word meant, and I don't like using it because it feels like a made up word, and I know words are made up, but it's just like the first time I heard about the word gaslighting, I was looking at something on TVTropes.org, and that was like, then they just basically brought this word up, like somebody was being gaslit, and it made it seem like that word was just like part of the common, it was just like a common phrase that people used. And so I looked up the word and it was like, oh, this word is basically like, I feel like I was gaslit into learning the word gaslighting, because like the way that people bring it, the way that it's mentioned, makes it seem like the time I heard about it, it sounded like, oh yeah, everybody uses this word. It's a word that a lot of people use. It's a word that is like, if you didn't know about it, you're kind of late to the party, buddy. And I'm just like, I know I'm not late to this party. I know things, but that's not the point. I don't like using the word gaslit, but like now that I kind of have an idea what it means, I'm just going to say lying to yourself. Because that's what it sounds like to me. It just sounds like lying to yourself. And I could easily say without a doubt in my mind that the level of lying to yourself that people do in order to just sort of be okay with certain things is just nothing short of disturbing to me. Like in America, right? Like the level of lying to yourself that you have to do to be a Republican in this country. It's just nothing. Like you have to lie to yourself about a lot of things. You know what I mean? Like January 6th was yesterday. And if you hear crinkling, I'm holding a bag. But like, I'm going to put this bag up because I don't really want that to get into the podcast. But like the level of gaslighting that you have to do in this nation, in order to like, you know, like I say, January 6th was yesterday. January 6th, for those who don't know, was a day where Donald Trump got really upset about the fact that he lost the presidency and sicked a whole bunch of racists to attack the Capitol. So to be able to just so, but it's like, you know, let the Republicans say it. It was the first off, they'll say something like, oh, actually, it was the Democrats who did that. The Democrats are the ones who actually did that. And then it's, well, it wasn't even that bad of a thing to do because it was just a peaceful protest. And now it's, well, it had to be done because the election was stolen because Donald Trump actually won the election. The amount of lying that you have to do. It's like, first off, it's immature. It's immature because the overall thing that you want to do in this thing, the whole reason why you're doing this level of like this level of lying to yourself, the only reason why you're doing it is because you want to win. You want to win. That's it. It's like there's nothing that you're trying to defend. There's nothing that you're trying to. There's no problem that you're actually trying to solve. Nothing is big. You're not trying to fix a problem. You're just trying to win. Just to say we won, because for these brain dead morons, politics is a game to them. It's not about people's lives. It's not about people's lives. It's not about how things are supposed to be run. It's nothing about that. For these guys, for these people, it's about winning. Because to these people, it's a game. Imagine how great your life is that you can literally determine that you can literally like look at something as important as a political election that actually goes into how things are going to be run in a nation, like it's some kind of game that you have to win. And not only is it a game that you have to win, but if you don't win, you have every reason to lose your mind about it. You have any idea how messed up that is? And I can easily say without a doubt in my mind, unapologetically, that I loathe, abhor, I loathe these people. I abhor these people. I can't stand these people. I have a hatred for Republicans. I hate these people. honestly, I feel bad saying that. I can't stress enough how bad I feel saying that I hate these people, because I don't want to hate anyone. I don't want to hate anyone. I don't want to believe that there's hate in my heart for certain people. But these people are the worst people to ever breathe air in this nation. These people have managed to turn their immature desire to win and make other people lose into everybody's problem. And now we're on the verge of becoming what Germany was, because these people are willing to just completely ignore every bad thing that Donald Trump has done, and lie to themselves about what they support, what they're actively supporting. They're so quick to, like I said, they're racist. And the first thing that they love saying is, well, actually, we're not racist. Like, we love black people. We just don't like the idea of people thinking that they could just use their race to get away from responsibility. To which I say, like you guys done. To which they say, shut up, liberal. I don't like these people. I hate these people. Every single thing that they do, everything that they focus on. It's like, the thing that really kind of makes me mad is that, like, they know how to, like, they have so much power over stupid people. And stupid people are, like, stupid people in America is a superpower. They know how to keep people stupid and keep people loyal. And it's sad because, like, all they have to do is just say, actually, no, the bad guys are really those guys over there. And the stupid people will be like, wow, you're absolutely right. It hurts my brain, man. It hurts so bad because there's so many problems in this nation right now because the stupid people, these Republicans, these right-wing idiots, they don't know, they don't care about solving any problems. All they want to do is point the finger at somebody else and say, no, actually, it's their fault, and then go against that. It's a distraction. They're so easily distracted. The fact that Donald Trump can, like my biggest problem is that, there was a bill that was going to give America a nationwide railway station to, like, reduce the usage of cars so that people can actually get around without having to worry about stuff like financial problems. You know what I'm saying? Because people walk, like, if you don't have a car, you're walking. You know what I'm saying? If you can't afford your own vehicle, you can't afford to ride around to anybody else's. You're walking where you need to go to. Do you have any idea how frustrating that is? You need, everywhere you got to go to is like far away. The right wingers are basically, and we had a chance to find, like, there's train stations where it's like, if I wanted to, I can go from Louisiana to Chicago in a matter of hours for less money, without having to worry about getting into a wreck or falling asleep on the ride. Like, this is something that the nation truly needs. And Republicans saw the bill that came with this and was like, burn this sucker to the ground. There is so much that goes into being there's so much gaslighting and lying and, like, just basically sort of like tricking yourself into thinking that, like, these people, the sad part is that some of these people are just genuinely evil. Some of these people are just demonic, okay? But some of these people genuinely believe that they're doing good and they cannot see how bad everything is, because they're always trying to say, well, it's not bad if you look at it this way and do this and X, Y, Z and 1, 2, 3. Actually, no, it's not bad. The fact that, and what hurts me the most is that there are black people that are doing this. The Republican Party is a group of racists. They're white supremacists. They genuinely want to make life as miserable as possible for any other color of person that isn't white. This is facts. This is true. Look at what they've done in Florida. Ron DeSantis was trying to get Democratic voters, people who he thought was Democratic voters, arrested. Guess who those people were? Black people. These people are racist. And the fact that there's black Republicans stresses me out so much. I'm currently at odds with a friend of mine right now because he's slowly starting to support Trump. Because, and I can't stress this, because everything everything is kind of like a gateway into being a Republican now. There's this whole, in the black community right now, we have this whole gender-based, we have this whole gender-based war going on, this whole gender-based discussion going on about stuff like a woman's place and a real man and real man this, woman's place that. This is what women should be doing. This is families, families, families. If you don't, you shouldn't be able to determine, you shouldn't be able to tell nobody how to deal with their families. Every family is going to be different. Every family dynamic is going to be different from your own. You don't get to tell somebody else how to have an ideal family. But in the black community, we push that stuff so much because of the whole fatherless homes, man. And if women didn't want their kids to have a if women didn't want their kids to not have a father, they would have picked better, blah, blah, blah. And that is a gateway to becoming a Republican, because then you have like all these people saying, because then they go, because then the Republicans say, well, technically the Democrats are the reason why you have single father households, because the women started like getting all of these benefits from the Democrats in order to like do that stuff, and that's why they have all, that's why they have all these kids with all these kids. And it's like, no, that's not true. That is not true at all. That's not true at all. But it's too late. By the time these guys hear about it, they're saying, you know, they're like, yeah, I'm going to be a Republican because, you know, like single parent households is made because is because of Democrats. And it's like, no, it's not. You guys are dumb. Please stop being so stupid. Everything is an agenda towards Republicans. And the Republicans, as much as Republicans love talking about everything being an agenda, they sure do love pushing theirs so hard. And their agenda is always basically, Democrats are bad, vote for us. Why should we vote for you? There's a whole bunch of other parties because we're the ones that win. I hate these people, man. I hate these people because it's like, at the very core of every political discussion is basically just Republicans pushing who they are onto everybody else. If you think about it real quick, the whole Republicans versus Democrats thing is a Republican ploy. Democrats have no other choice but to kind of be like, well, we're going to do X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3. We got to do all this stuff in order to get our votes and our supports. And all the Republicans have to do is say, vote for us because we're not them. And people actually vote for them because of that. They want to kill babies. It's like, no, they really don't. Nobody wants to kill babies. But as long as Republicans say they want to kill babies, they want to turn you gay, they want to put men in the bathrooms with your daughters, it's like all they have to do is just say all these stupid, all the stupidest lies to get stupid people so scared that all that is like, well, we're going to vote for you to keep those guys out of our bathrooms and out of our. And then to make matters even worse, it's like you're willing, and it's like the thing that really, the reason why, another reason why I hate these people is because of the fact that there's so many parties out there that you can support who will probably do similar things without the crap that these idiots are doing. There's so much stuff that they could be doing. There's so much stuff that could be done. And these people are actively going out of their way to try to basically put as much harm, commit as much harm as they can onto other people just so they can say we're the ones in power because we won. That's it. It's white trash immaturity. It's white supremacy, immaturity, and stupidity. All of these things, man. And I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. I'm screaming from the top of my tiny house. Please do something about these. Here's the thing. The difference between me and Republicans is that like I can say all day that I hate I hate these people. I hate Republicans. I can say I hate them, but I don't want them to, you know, I don't want these people murdered. I don't want these people like hunted down and put into cages. I don't want anything bad to happen to these people. All I want is for them to lose power. That's it. That's it. All I want them to do is lose power. I don't want them harmed. I don't want them massacred. I don't want anything bad to happen to them or their kids. I just want them to realize that I just want them to not have power anymore. And it's kind of sad that like in the process of these people not having power anymore, like they're willing to basically put people in the worst predicaments imaginable just so they can stay in power. That's it. That's it. That's all they want to do. That's a hurtful thing to think about, man. It's a very... And it hurts me even more. It hurts me even more to know that there's, like, black people that are doing this, man. Like, that's the part that kills me, bro. Like, you're willing to support white supremacists just because you think that is going to, like, you really... I just don't... Sorry. That's an ad. I actually sat down one time and I actually asked the black Republican, why do they want... Why are they... Like, why are they the way that they are? Why are they doing what they're doing? And he told me, and I swear to God, like, this was... He said, because I don't want... I'm tired of, you know, government... I'm tired of people getting government handouts. And Donald Trump is where the money is. If you vote for Donald Trump, you're going to get more money. And it's like, do you not understand the words that you just spoke? On the surface, what you basically said is you're voting for Donald Trump because you don't want government handouts. You want Trump to give you money. You're voting for Trump so you can get money. Did you ever like stop it? I understand that there's probably like a whole bunch of ways that you're going to twist and twirl and contort your way into trying to make it seem like they not want government handouts. But at the end of the day, you're basically saying you're voting for this government so you can get more money. That's like me saying I'm going to the rainforest so I can get some water. I'm tired of getting water out of the faucet at home. I'm going to go to the rainforest and get some water. It's the same. Like, do you understand what you're saying? You want to vote for a right-wing racist idiot just to get the thing that you could probably get if you actually didn't vote for him. You're not rich. You're not going to get when he was president, a lot of people was getting money. We were supposed to get stimulus checks during COVID. Guess who stopped that? Mitch McConnell. Trump just gave everybody money so he could like try to get voted, so he can try to win the next election. And being black, I understand there's an empathy for people who get put in prison, because we are aware that some of us get put in prison for no reason. So Donald Trump became president. Some dude was like, yo, man, I'm supporting Donald Trump because of what he did for people who were in jail. To which I say, he wasn't doing that stuff. He wasn't doing that stuff out of the goodness of his heart. He was trying to make it easier for himself to get away with crime. That was the goal. He's not trying to help anyone. He's not trying to help anyone or solve any problems. He's trying to make it so that it's easier for him to continue to do things, wrong. Because he does crime. Donald Trump, his only job is crime, and he does so bad at it that he basically says, you know what, instead of me just being a better criminal, I'm just going to make everything I do not crime. Not understanding exactly how the repercussions of that can go far over his head. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? I empathize with people who go to prison too, because like, you know, some folks will indeed get put in prison for reasons that are like beyond their control. And that is messed up. But you know what's even more messed up? Supporting a guy who will gladly put you in prison just because you don't like him. Because that's what it all is. I'm ranting right now and I understand this, but I really need to get this off my chest because this is frustrating to me. It makes me angry to know that there is an entire, like, first off, they're not the majority. Stupid people are not the majority of America. They're just the most powerful part. Like, there's not that many people in America that actually actively support Donald Trump. And I know, and I'm, I like, I can't, you know, like, you know, I can't fathom this because there's too many people in America right now who are like, this guy is an idiot. You know what I'm saying? 20 years, Republicans have not won the popular vote one time. The only reason why they won is because of the Electoral College.
And the only reason why the electoral college is corrupt. Donald Trump is currently in trouble right now because of the fact that he's currently in trouble right now because he tried to further corrupt the electoral college. Do you understand? Like that's the conversation. He's currently in trouble right now because he tried to further corrupt the Electoral College. But we don't want to have that conversation because we're too busy basically saying, you know, we're too busy like talking about other things or trying to avoid talking about it. We should be getting rid of, like, right, we should be really getting rid of the Electoral College. What's the point of it? You know, vote for the voters? No, that's stupid. We shouldn't be voting for the voters. We can vote for ourselves. You know what I mean? They say one thing I hate is when people say stuff like, if we get rid of the Electoral College, then California is just going to vote for all the presidents. And do we really want that? It's a lot better than Florida doing it. That's for sure. Florida has gotten it wrong so many times that people, I'm convinced that people are not joking about making Florida, like, you know, getting Florida off of the map at this point. So I'm just saying it's very frustrating, man. We don't need any more of these people. We don't need any more of these right-wing, racist sociopaths. We don't need them. But we endure them. We keep them around. Shoot. Because I didn't want to rant. I did not want to rant. I didn't want to go on a tangent and get all upset and things like that. Because at the very core, I want to love Republicans. I want to love them. I want to believe that there are people. I want to believe that some of them are just like victims of misinformation and stupidity. You know, just stupid victims of misinformation. Because that makes sense to me. But you know what doesn't make sense? The fact that these people are willing to just completely see for themselves how bad being a Republican is. How bad it is what they're genuinely doing. How terrible people, like the terrors that people actually are willing to commit. I'm frustrated about the fact that they see all of that and they're just like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? I'm still Trump 2024, liberal. That hurts, man. That hurts to know that, like, these people are this dumb. These people are this moronic. These people are 1,000,000% devoted to the idea of just ruining everything just so they can say that they won. When a person is a problem, like I said, man, it's like when you're trying to solve a problem and you ask a person who is a problem to solve a problem, the best thing they're going to tell you is do nothing. I'm tired of doing nothing. I'm tired of living in a world where doing nothing is seen like a better idea than actually doing something. When we always did something. We've beaten these guys before. Civil War, World War II, we've beaten them. The American history is ultimately white supremacists are at it again. Let's do something about it. I'm tired. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I just want these guys to lose power and lose for good this time. Because we've had to deal with their shenanigans for more than 20 years. And everything is terrible right now. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them. And if we can't do anything about these people, if we can't do anything about Republicans, I'm glad that I would never have a kid. Because I don't want a kid to grow up into the same world that is ruining everything by letting white supremacists run rampant and do whatever they want. Hate the Republicans, man. I hate these people. I want them to fail so bad because they don't fail. They don't. They always somehow manage to find a way to fall up. I'm sick of it. I am sick. I'm sick of it. But on a good foot, you know. I mean, you know, on a good foot. Like I said, at least when I die, you know. At least when I do die, you know, I ain't got to worry about, you know, I ain't got to worry about it no more. And who knows? Because this is a Republican ran nation. I mean, I'm going to most likely end up dead because, you know, I'm going to most likely end up dead because, you know, some white supremacists got a little too happy at the, you know, I don't know, Taco Bell or something. And decide, you know what, I'm going to shoot up this Taco Bell. That's all it's going to take. I'm just mad that... I just wish that things could get better, man. I just wish that people cared. That's what I wish. I just wish that people cared more, man. Oh, well. At least I ain't got to worry about having kids in this stupid, in this bowl full of dumb. But I do feel bad for the kids that do have to deal with this. Because this is, it's not going to get any, it's like, it has to get better. It has to get better. It really does. I just really wish that we wanted it to. I'm gonna end it here, man. I'm not feeling good. Love and peace, y'all.